Time again for Hidden Kitchens, War and Peace and Food. Today, the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, take us into the world of gastro-diplomacy. That's where countries share foods as a way to create connections, spread influence, and help resolve conflict. In South Korea, they call it kimchi diplomacy.
Having kimchi in space, you are far from your home planet. When you eat your own traditional food, that makes you feel emotionally supported. In Korea, there's more than 100 kinds of kimchi. I'm Soyeon Lee, first Korean astronaut in space. When I was a kid, couldn't dare to dream to be an astronaut. Korea even doesn't have a space agency. We had a really, really hard time to feed our own people. Finally, they made a contract with Russian Space Agency. Korean government decided to develop 10 different kinds of Korean space food. Two of them was kimchi. One is the freeze-dried kimchi. Add the water and then shake it. And another one is a canned kimchi, like a tuna can. They tried several different ways to radiate kimchi to kill all the microorganisms. But after radiation, kimchi became so saggy. Wow, kimchi looks like 100 years old. So I cannot say that it's a really tasteful kimchi, but still, I like it because I can feel my home.
This is napa cabbage.
Every single meal, I should have a kimchi. Sometimes I have 7, 8 different kinds of kimchi on the table.
Cabbage is beautiful.
Oh, kimchi, I mean, oh, it really is the heart of it all. Kimchi is fermented cabbage, chili peppers, salted pickled shrimp, carrots, green onions.
Koreans consume 1.5 million tons of kimchi a year. My name is Byung Hong Park, Korean Embassy, Washington, D.C. I am in charge of agriculture, food, then rural affairs. Korean government started a kind of diplomacy using Korean culture, music, especially Korean food. Like kimchi. We call the Korean food K-food, like K-pop music, K-food.
Cultural soft power, soft diplomacy, a way of just letting people know who Korea is.
My name is Tae Kim, researcher here at the Embassy of Korea in Washington, D.C.
Korean government gave financial support to some of the Korean restaurants in U.S. My name is Hyun Ju. I have my kimchi business, Sinto Gourmet, in Bay Area. Korean government want more people outside of Korea eat more Korean food.
I'm Shi Hyung-yu from South Korea. Kimchi, boss. I'm chef and traveler, cooking traditional Korean food. People on the street, if I explain about kimchi, they will understand about Korea.
Ji Hyung remodeled the used shuttle bus into kimchi bus and traveled a total of 32 countries, including Europe, South America, and Japan. He introduced Korean food to the world.
I don't care what they say, I'm in love with you, kimchi. You're my favorite food.
The Korean government is very conscious of food culture. The proliferation of Korean restaurants is an extension of that culture. I'm Johanna Mendelson-Forman, research professor at the American University. Kimchi is something that they export. Korea uses that kimchi diplomacy as a way of branding itself.
That's the way we spell tasty. I still got more.
The Vietnam War in the 1960s took a heavy toll on the strength and spirits of Korean soldiers. They couldn't go on fighting, subsisting on the greasy field rations provided by the American Army.
During the Vietnam War, the Korean president requested the U.S. government, please send some kimchi to Korean soldiers in Vietnam because the Korean soldiers are so longing for Korean food.
They asked for kimchi. That's how the Korean K-ration came into being.
When I was young, my mom used to make 200 heads of cabbage, wintertime kimjang.
We have this ritual, kimjang, first week of November or so. People are getting ready to buy a lot of napa cabbages. They make huge batch of kimchi. It's a very labor intensive. You need the help of others.
There was a time when the women would gather, gossip, there will be matchmaking. You know, there will be some marriages that came about during the time of kimchi making. My name is Suni Chang, chef and owner of Fuse Box, West Oakland. I grew up in Incheon, Korea.
Whole village, they schedule. Next Monday is Miss Lee's house. All other ladies get together in Miss Lee's house. They bring their own knife. One person trimming the ginger, one person cut the cabbage, one person cut the radish.
Men weren't really allowed to be around. I was always told that if the men started hanging around and touching the kimchi, it would be bad kimchi.
My mom and neighbor Miss Lee really fight seriously. They're yelling at each other. And a few days after, they're sitting right next to each other, cutting cabbage, making jokes together, making food together.
We are preparing for contact.
Docking confirmed over Kazakhstan.
Thank you.
I had a special Korean food night in space, part of the kimchi diplomacy thing. I made a special Korean dinner for all other 6 astronauts in space station. I shared my Korean space food. That night became a good diplomatic moment among the American astronaut and then Russian astronaut. I still remember one of my Russian colleagues, he tried to tell me it's good, but his face told me, oh, what the hell it is. I think food is not just a thing we eat for a living. Food helps us trust each other. In Korea, we have a saying, whoever prepare for you the good meal, the good rice, you cannot betray them.
Kimchi Diplomacy was produced by the Kitchen Sisters with Nathan Dalton and Brandy Howell and mixed by Jim McKee. You'll find more Kitchen Sisters stories on their podcast, Fugitive Waves.